Good morning. And malo elele. Not much from this side. Malo elele. Before I dive to my sermon, I'd like to thank you, Burns Church. See, we come from the islands and drink from a well we didn't dig. And the worship in a house we didn't build. I want to thank you, Pastor Peter and the lay leader. Thank you for allowing us to use you guys' facilities. And thank you, and let us pray. And in Tongan, I will. Elaumare maf maf. Come and visit your church. Koko epe nae tupuai. Homa ngahi atamai. Haumua muhai vi mehilangi. O tufa ke maufonuhai. In the name of your Son, but our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. To go to Tonga, you leave here to LA. That's 2 hours. And from LA to Fiji, that is 6 hours. And from Fiji to Tonga, that's another hour and a half. That is 9 to 10 hours. So sit back, fasten your seatbelt, and relax for the duration of the flight. My text is Luke 13, verse 3 and 5, the last part. Jesus said, "No, indeed, I tell you, but unless you repent, you all be likewise be destroyed." The ratio of death is 1 to 1. Everybody will die. But whatever way we're gonna die is not known. My theme for today is, it's not ACCEPT, like it's on your bulletin. It is EXCEPT. About turn. A voice in the wilderness is crying, "You prepare the way of the Lord, for the kingdom is at hand. Repent." And he says, "You brood of vipers, who want you to flee from the wrath to come. You bear fruits worthy of repentance." Even Jesus, when John was arrested, he came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God, that time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is near. repent and believe in the good news. I'd like to say this before I go on. There is no other way to faith except through repentance. And true faith, any other way that claims to get you there, is a deception. But what is repentance? I need help. And I'd like to ask Peter. I'll use his name so I can tell him what to do. I ask Peter to come up, please, and stand right here and face the congregation. No, not up here, not down there. Thank you, sir. Repentance, in English, is to turn. Right now, he is seeing you, you are his sins. Not really. He is seeing everybody of you. He's seeing you, and he's hearing you. English is to turn. You can turn, sir, left or right. Now, he partially sees you, and he completely hearing you. But the Jews, the Hebrew defined repentance is to turn around 160. Thank you, sir. Now he's no longer see you or nor even hearing you. He's facing the other way. Help from you, congregation. What he is seeing now. Are you reading my mind? Now he's turning his back from his sins, not hearing his sins. He is facing, thank you, sir, the cross. Not the cross itself, but the one that was on the cross. That is repentance. Thank you, sir. To change one mind with regard to past action, conduct, or feel regret for what one has done or omitted to do, that is repentance. Why we do need repentance? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. When you repent, no more. You are enjoying the glory of God. Since our sins separated us from our Heavenly Father, God loves you. God loves you. Repentance is for our salvation, to be once again called the children of God. I do believe it's just to make sure that repentance makes us go to heaven. Don't we? Remember, there's two ways. One is wide enough. Lots of people are going there, but it leads to death. There's another way. It's narrower, and very few people like you and me. But it leads to everlasting life. Repentance, and our God is willing to forgive you and me. Don't cheat yourself and say, I am good enough. I am righteous. Repentance will result in a new personality, which was created according to God's will in true righteousness and loyalty. And how do I go about repenting? Remember, repenting is not an emotion. You know, emotion can run out sometimes, and you go back to sinning, and you're backsliding. Sometimes you decided to follow Jesus, to let go of the past. That's Monday. Tuesday, you pick up what you left the other day and go on. A double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. There's a Greek word, a verb. It is metanoeo. And it means the after knowing and signifies a change in one's mind, attitude, and purpose. It is decision time. It is a time to change the will and of the soul. People, it is time for us to refrain from doing dead works. And what is dead works? Anything which are done not in faith. How long you've been going to church and you've missed the treasure that is stored for you in the house of the Lord. Love, hope, that endures forever. God will regenerate you. People who are in Christ are new beings. They forget the past and they become new. And all they do is praise the Heavenly Father. There is a word, remorse. And throughout our journey, we come to a point of no return. Judas experienced remorse. And he ended up, you know, like the story says, taking his own life. This is a story that I read in the upper room. There's a minister and his son, and they make it as a habit on every Wednesday, go out into the village and hand out the church literature. This particular day, it was raining, a Wednesday, and the son was ready to go, and he said, "Father, let's go." "No, no, son, go ahead by yourself. I'm cold." "No, let's go. I'm cold." And there he left on himself, by himself. To a house, to the next house, and he came to this house, and it was locked, and he knocked at the door. He knocked at the door about 3-4 times, and no answer. He left the door and onto the street. But there's something that tell him, "Go back, go back." And he came before, he raised his hand to knock the door. The door opens. And he gave the lady the literature of the church. The very next Sunday, testimony time, this lady stood up and thanked the little boy that came to her house. The first time he knocked, the rope is tight enough at the rafter. The other end round his neck, her foot on the stool, ready to jump. So he thanked the little boy, the church, for she turned around. There's hope. There's faith, grace, and love everlasting. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. I want to tell the story that is familiar to you, Christians. And this is the nature of repentance. There was a man who had two sons. And the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property among his son. And a few days later, the younger gathered all his belongings and he traveled to a distant land. And when he spent everything, squandered in a dissolute living, a severe famine took place in that country. And he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country who sent him to the fields to feed his pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the past, with the pots that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, when he came to his sense, it is time to make decision. He thought to himself, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare, but here I am dying. I am dying of hunger." And this is what he decided to do. "I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer be worthy to call your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still at afar off, you know the good thing about our Heavenly Father? You know, like the song that Betty Davis sings, "God is watching us from a distance." When he was afar off, the father saw him, and he was filled with compassion. Among churchgoers, we are so poor from that. Fill our hearts with compassion. He saw him. He ran to him, put his arms around his neck, and kissed him. That's my Heavenly Father. And he said, Father, I sinned to heaven and I sinned to you. I am no longer worthy to call your son. Treat me. But before he finished, from the Greek scriptures, before he finished, the father quickly, the robe, the good one, put it on him. The ring on his fingers, sandal to his feet, and kill the fatted bull. And let us celebrate. For this son of mine that was dead is alive again. He was lost and is found. Let us celebrate. Amen.